I think the kid picked up on the dad's drunk speech when he was either baby, young, whatever. Because even as he got older, I was like, man, every time this guy's drunk, he sounds like the son. We are being extorted by BBB. Talk about shitty government-funded programs.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It was a great Valentine's Day. It was fantastic. We didn't do much. But it is during business hours. Posting day. I'm Chris. This is Leslie. Comment, like, subscribe. Let us know if you're into this type of content today. But we're going to be reacting to some of the best and worst Section 8 line items from Twitter. I found a juicy one.
Oh, no.
So at the bottom of this, as you can see on the screen, it says DHS is forcing me to sell my 2024 BMW for food stamps. Get cut from $4,000 to $88 a month. They also cut my cash benefits, telling me my Section 8 will no longer pay for 95% of my rent. What do I do?
I got a DHS letter in the mail this morning, and I just now opened it. And somebody reported me to the state of Michigan.
Oh, did they?
Because I'm making money on TikTok, and I drive a 2024 BMW. They have...
For reference, an average BMW 2024 is around $34,000 medium.
So about $700 a month if you got good credit.
Good credit. Or $10,000 down and $900 a month at 9% APR or 8.99.
Wow.
Depending on financing.
Cut my food stamps from almost $4,000 a month down to $88 a month. They are telling me if I want a review that I have to sell my car. So you're telling me if you were on welfare, food stamps, cash assistance, Section 8, you can't drive a nice car? They are forcing me to sell my brand new BMW or I lose almost $4,000 in food stamps. Not only that, they have taken my cash assistance totally away. They are telling me that Section 8 will no longer be paying 95% of my rent, only 10% of my rent. So I will have to pay a little over $400 a month now instead of $60 a month.
But so we're going to say she makes roughly $72,000 a year on Section 8 and cash assistance.
Sure.
$1,600 in cash aid, $400 in rent. Or $360, as she said, they paid 95%, plus $4,000 in food stamps. If all is accurate.
Mm-hmm. Which I doubt that, but let's say.
Maybe she's on Social Security or disability or something that gets a bump. We don't know. But who in their right fucking mind would ever not live on Section 8?
Right. That's where it gets kind of dicey because, one, I think she's lying. Because how many kids you got for $4,000 in food stamps?
My grandma had 13 kids. She could have 13 kids. She could walk bow-legged.
All right. But that's what I'm saying. If she's getting $4,000 in food stamps alone, that means she's probably at home. Like, she doesn't have a job, so she's at home. She doesn't have to worry about daycare. So how much would you need to make an hour for just the $4,000 a month in food stamps? Plus, you got to take into account
around
bills,
$20,
daycare.
$20 an hour to make $4,000 a month, you know, in a decent state. 20
might
something.
Have to pump that number a little bit, but sure.
25.
Probably, you know, closer to 33 would be my guess.
No, that's if you're making $6,000 on a low income tax state.
Net, not gross. To take home that much.
I know that I paid that much and somebody took home that much at like $23 an hour. But they claimed like all the exemptions, zero, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Messing with their everyday taxes and then paid a shit ton at the end of the year. And they were always like, well, why am I paying so much? Because you claimed exempt all year, you dumbass.
Right.
Fraud is fraud. So I was a little concerned. I was like, how is this possible? And why am I not on Section 8? I don't want to pay $3,000 in a mortgage. I don't want to pay $2,000 a month in food.
What a dream to pay $400 for rent. You know what I mean? A dream.
We pay near $3,000.
Right. I would love to pay $400.
Well, technically, she pays $60 a month.
Yeah.
Her rent is $400.
No, once they Snatcher. Oh, sorry.
We haven't gotten there. I'm getting ahead of myself. Video two says someone reported me to DHS. They took my food stamps benefits section 8. They are taking my $40,000 tax refund and for the $48,000 I owed in benefits and received that was not owed to me.
What in the fraud? How do you, how, who, how I'm guessing, are you getting $40,000 back in tax return?
I'm guessing they're saying that she was overpaid by this over the last year because they found that she was making money somewhere else.
Right. They gave TikTok, her money they shouldn't have, quote unquote.
OnlyFans, you know, they have the Downs OnlyFans now. Special. But hey, if you're into that, down with the sickness. The idea that she is making $40,000 in the tax refund disturbs me. That's some USAID stuff. Anyone who's making $40,000 back.
Right. When you're not working, you're not paying any taxes.
We've had bad years. Mm-hmm. And as business owners, we've overpaid in taxes. We've underpaid in taxes. We've dealt with both spectrums.
Both scenarios, yeah.
And we've had returns to us that go into our balance. They don't just send you a check for $40,000. No, they're like, hey, let's put this across your next couple of years. They're not going to just send you a check. They're going to say, okay, you're still operating business, et cetera. Let's make sure that this is covering what you owe plus as a prepayment to future gains.
$40,000 tax return is more than what some people make in the year. Like there's minimum wage people that are making $36,000 a year or less.
True.
And she's getting more back in the tax return for a job she don't have.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Someone reported me to DHS for making money on TikTok. So now they have taken my food stamps away, my cash benefits, my disability, and my Section 8 housing. I'm going to have to move out because I can't afford rent. I can't afford groceries. All of my kids were on disability. Plus myself. We have taken it all.
All of her kids are on disability. I wonder if it's similar to like the parents that are very leftist and woke, as they call it, where all of a sudden it's like, well, all my kids are trans. Are they just being examples of their parent? Mommy, you can't work, so I can't work. Mommy, you feel sick, so I feel sick. Okay, let's go get you on disability. That's what it sounds like to me. If all your kids are on disability, or is it inbreeding? We don't know.
All of my kids were on disability, plus myself. They have taken it all. I can't go out and get a job. And now they are making me pay back over $40,000 in EBT that was not owed to me. That is not my fault. That is not my fault that the state didn't do their job. TikTok income is not a job. Taxes are not taken out. Okay, so it's not a job.
You're supposed to fucking claim it.
Right.
Just like Twitch streamers.
1099.
Now they are telling me that they're going to take my whole $40,000 tax refund.
I think she's just estimating.
Now it's a $20,000 tax refund.
Now they are telling me that they're going to take my whole $40,000 tax refund.
It's the Downs.
And leave me with nothing. Then I still have to come up with $8,000. Not going to happen.
See?
Not going to happen. People, just stay out of my business, okay?
Stay on my business.
Even if it was an income, and she's right, it was a gift. Even if that is the case, you're still taxed on gifts of a certain amount. If I was to gift somebody a car, they would still owe the taxes on that car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's fluffing numbers over there. Just that's how she's making money on TikTok is these blatant lies.
$40,000 in a tax refund. Hypothetically, you would have to make, she would have had to have made $300,000 taxable over the year, paid into for whatever state, you know, 10-12%, or federal, she would have had to have made with federal, say 160. That'd be 25 because Or
I've never seen a Riggy Fund anywhere near that amount, so I don't have the slightest idea.
Even OnlyFans models pay tax on their donations and their gifts. So what's wrong with a disabled mother and her, I'm assuming, 16 disabled kids? Pay your fucking taxes, and there wouldn't be a problem. Now, it seems like she's gotten this all solved, and that her benefits were reinstated.
Great for her.
Somebody needs to call the state.
I just think she's lying.
Even if she's lying, it doesn't hurt to hit a whistleblower claim. What's the harm?
Why don't everybody see what lands?
If you didn't know, irs.gov/whistleblower is a place for you to put people's names, dates, what you think that
any
they're
information
doing.
You have.
And if they get audited and there is a amount owed to the state or the government, you get 10% if they recover it. So if so many people get audited a year,
so many
and you just put all these names in. And in, I think 22, I put a shit ton of names in. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put
Something's going to land.
So one day we might hit the lottery because some of these people might make it big. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe they make $1 million and don't pay the taxes on
it. It's Sam Walton's
2022 was a big time for crypto. So it was definitely one of those times that I think I reported a lot of the crypto influencers just to see if I get something. So in 2035, when the government finally is like, ban Hama crypto, we've got all your transactions and wallet addresses. Daddy's getting paid.
Oh my gosh. Bitcoin will be at 1.5 mil by then.
Probably.
I am sitting at my county's DHS office because I had to bring my three-year-old in to prove that he is alive and well and that I didn't kidnap him, I guess. I got a letter from my caseworker telling me that they couldn't find my three-year-old in the system with his social security number.
Which is very common, especially because like they don't track every child from every hospital and go, oh, there's a head, there's a head, there's a head, there's a head. He's crowning, you know.
Oh my gosh.
They're not picking everyone out of the system being like, he's alive, he's dead, he's a stillborn. They're not tracking that. As we know, the government uses a fucking mineshaft for retirement paperwork. They are slow.
They require proof of life at one point or another.
Because they need you to do your job and be like, hey, they're real people. Let's just verify this. Don't complain about it. You're a lazy shit.
Security number in his birthday. So I have to write his birth certificate. I have to prove that he attends ABA therapy 5 days a week. That still wasn't enough, so I literally had to bring him physically. Break him inside the building and show my caseworker to prove that he is alive and well and legit my son.
You found the time.
But
congratulations.
I got all my benefits back. I got my food stamps back. I got my cash assistance back. My Section 8 back. I am now eligible for another 2 years of Section 8. My food stamps went actually to 1,000 more. So now I get 4,000 a month of food stamps. And then they also upped my cash assistance. I'm getting 1,600 in cash a month. So that is really going to help me out. So the whole freeze on food stamps, that's not true. And if it is true, it's not going to be happening anytime soon. So thank you,
State of Michigan.
So it says DHS gave me all my benefits back, increased everything to so 4K in food stamps and 1.5 in cash a month. Thank you to the state of Michigan. You're not working a job. Your stamps cut is not true because apparently the fear is government is going to remove this because Donald Trump's executive orders, et cetera. Nobody's removing any money that's going to the people, the American people. If it's going to fucking Pakistan for Sesame Street, you're fucked. There's a story and I can't find the video. A husband crying on a podcast to his friend, bawling tears because his life is ruined. They counted on the money from the government, USAID. They got awarded a 5-year contract for $1 million a year, total of $5 million plus expendables for his wife to go to Afghanistan. What do you think a single woman going to Afghanistan would make $1 million for a one-time trip per year to do? What would you assume?
For a one-time trip a year?
One-time trip a year. What are you going to make $1 million to do?
Handing over the Sesame Street CD? I guess I
would assume she's building wells, water, aqueducts.
In a day, though?
We don't know it's a day. It's a one-time trip. So she could be there a month or 2 months. I would assume she is some type of engineer, and she's going out there to do God's work. Spread Jesus.
That's rough. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's worth $1 million. Spreading the word of God.
You know, not that I'm sure. Religious. What is she doing, though?
She's going there to show a certain amount of women modern art. Banksy.
Wow.
Picasso. If you didn't know, Picasso lived till like 1972. He drove a fucking car.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Alive during the Great Depression.
The fuck? I thought he was like mad in the 17th century.
Right. That's a lot of... He was on Titanic. He wasn't good yet. But Rose was like, I see great possibilities from this guy.
Should have fucked him.
She would have been on
that
boat.
Draw me, Picasso.
That would have been an interesting painting.
I know. Probably would have shown her true demons after...
AI can recreate that for us.
If somebody could create the Titanic with Pablo Picasso and Rose instead of Jack and Rose, that would be great. Guy missing the ear, the whole nine.
Yeah, well, she was naked with just the necklace in her.
Yeah, but he would have probably drawn her with like three tits and an eye in her forehead. Yeah,
square face, eyes over here.
You know, it wouldn't have been as photorealistic. It would have been interpretational. But so she's going to go there and she's getting ready for her trip. And then she loses the contract because USAID got funding pulled. So this man is upset because his life's work was supporting his wife to get this contract.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're telling me that $1 million a year to show women in Afghanistan a single fucking book, like a coffee table book says modern art. You couldn't just mail them the book.
So she went there for a book club?
Yeah, a book club.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not showing the paintings.
We really missed the
They're not showing the paintings.
Meeting.
They are showing art. So how are you just going to bring rolled up, like, scrolls? Is that what the million's for? You need to buy this artwork and be like, it has to be the texture. It has to be the real. You need to feel it. It needs to be in your bones. There's nothing like the context of seeing it and having it pour down your face. Tears of enjoyment. Right.
$1 million. Bullet train on that USAID payday.
Yeah, we always joke about how we can get free money. There's a lot of easy ways to get free money, but there's one of those things, what goes around comes around.
Reap what you sow.
Yeah, and I've never seen that more true than now, because people are running and hiding for all the crazy shit that we've talked about in the years, but we've never pulled the gun on. Well, unfortunately, we are honest business owners.
I hate that about us sometimes.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was crazy. If I was that mother, I would start getting my children legitimately tested for disabilities or see if there's some mental illness in the family that's being spread.
She's honest with the ADA 5 days a week. Something's.
I know a kid.
Evaluated with that child, at least.
When I was a kid, I knew kids that had speech therapy that were in special needs classes. Mm-hmm. Speech therapy, because they got
a bad stutter
which is very common for young kids,
or
that
slur on certain letters.
Yeah, especially this kid had a very drunk father, you know. Mm-hmm. Very common back in the 90s, and a lot of people were drunk. For some reason, I think the kid picked up on the dad's drunk speech when he was either baby, young, whatever, because even as he got older, I was like, man, every time this guy's drunk, he sounds like the son.
That's crazy.
And I was a kid, and I was like, you guys gotta, you know.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like baby talking to our kids, which didn't, it stuck with Khaleesi, not so much with CJ, because he's still love, loud, it's yuv, yowd, his L's are Y's.
Yamaro? Yeah. Yamaro? Uder day? The Uder day? I swear he's got a bit of Yoder in him.
Something like that.
Yoder the Amish in him. He's gonna.
He's like, I can see that.
We're gonna raise the wall, son, and then you get your bread.
That sounds a little Irish. I'll accept it.
Fuck it, whatever. I'm not Irish, or you know, well, technically I'm Irish and Dutch, but forever. What is that thing? The 23
and me.
23 and me. stick up. Send it in.
It was spit, but sure.
Yeah, the swab.
Spit, but sure. You spit
swab.
Into the
tube. You swab and then spit. I don't give a shit what it was. Just it needed DNA.
Sure.
Could have gobbled and been like, that's where I'm at. That's how I feel about it. We are being extorted by BBB. Talk about shitty government-funded programs. If you don't know what the Better Business Bureau is, educate you. The Better Business Bureau is a company, not a government organization, that tends to say, hey, all small businesses should pay us a monthly fee so that we can advertise you on SEO and your people will trust you. But when you pay them, they alter the reviews and then give you better standings and better ratings and then random ratings that customers have never contacted you about, or you've never had Janine 612.
That's crazy. That it sounds like when there's a gang that's willing to provide protection to your company for a small cost.
And that's where I'm getting. So this government agency, or so they would like you to believe, that they are backed by the government because they also handle like the BBB ratings for local government offices, et cetera. So they always say that we're partnered with the government.
You know what's crazy is I never look at BBB until a company has pissed me off. Then I go there to look at what other pissed off people are saying.
Exactly. So we had a customer, and I'm going to call him Austin, like the Blake Shelton song.
Oh, because my gosh.
He called me so many times and contacted me.
You guys were falling in love?
No, just listen. He contacted me so many times. It was almost like I was a lost lover. He needed me.
Oh, my gosh. He
needed me. And I was his savior.
And you were gone fishing.
And I was gone fishing. So let's get to the story. The guy comes in. It's Tuesday. Says, hey, I tried to fix my phone. I had a bit of an issue. I'm not as professional as you guys. Mm-hmm. I bought a cheap Amazon screen for like $280.
Mistake number one.
Numero uno. Mistake. Problem with the screen. All the parts together. He punctured his charge port battery. Okay, you fucked it up. Back glass is broken. Let me give you a bundle quote for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do you a solid. $540 cash out the door. Here you go. And if I've got to restore, et cetera.
That's for the whole shebang?
Whole shebang. I rebuilt it. My screen cost was like $150. I told him it was either that one or an OEM at $279. He wanted to go for the aftermarket. I said, it's better than your quality one, but the bezels are a little thick. I give that two options. If you want to mm-hmm. pay for OEM and you're going to use this, or if you're going to sell or retrade this, use the aftermarket. Cost, it's a short-term quality. Option. Cost and quality. So Austin, my dear, chose for the latter and said, let's save some money.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that for him. Everything was working great. The next day he comes back in. He's like, hey, it's rebooting on its own. I'm like, you know, it's probably a corrupted software update. Let me restore it for you and fix it. Turns out it was a charge port had a nick in it from when he had done the repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had quoted him in that $540. I didn't charge him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool. Let me eat the cost of this. It's like a $49 charge port premium. Sure shit. Let's do it. Everything's fine. 4 days later. Hey, I want my money back for the screen. I don't like your quality screen. Originally, he called me and asked, hey, how much do you charge for a screen? $279 or $259 is what we charge for a screen for a 15 Pro Max.
Yeah.
For an aftermarket. And so I told him, this is the cost of the screen, but bring it in and we'll check it out. And then he had all these other problems. So what do you think Mr. Austin wanted from me 3 days, 4 days after the repair?
His money back, all of it?
No. He was generous. He was like, I only want the screen at $259. Just give me my $259 out of $540. I was like, then I lose money on the rest of the parts and the work.
Right.
Because I discounted it probably $70, $60 on each.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't want to charge you $120 labor on every item.
Right.
If I'm doing it all at the same time. We are nice people to a degree until you step on my dick. And then I'm like, ow, not pleasant, but let me give you a counter. I don't want a bad review. I don't want to be a Mr. Mean guy.
Yeah.
So here's how it goes. I'm going to give you $140, $150 back. And then you give me my screen, no nicks, no chips, not a single smudge.
Mm-hmm.
And I can resell it. but I'm not going to give you the labor on the install when I gave you two options. Or you pay me the difference in the screen.
Right.
And I'll put the OEM on there.
Sounds fair.
I don't trust you. I don't trust the work. I think you're trying to scam me. You said it was $259 for a screen. And I was like, well, I bundled everything together as our per our text messages, our phone calls. Mm-hmm. And I presented all this to him. And he said, you know what? Stop. Let's go about our ways. Separate here. We no longer need to have this conversation. I'm going to leave it. And I wish you the best. Like the Blake Shelton song, we went about our separate ways. And it was a lovely ending. I thought I'd never see him again. I lived my life just like the woman in the song. Your love story
came to a close.
And Mr. Austin decided to call me via BBB review. Not to contact me, but through BBB.
Right.
And so BBB sent me a certified letter saying, listen, you have a claim against you and your business. In the amount of $540.
Wow.
Not $259. Yeah. Not $150, which I had offered.
But the whole
shebang. And the outcome he requested, all he put was his name, his phone number, his address. I want my $540 back, shitty screen. Okay. So BBB won't even let me respond.
That's weird.
There's not enough evidence from the claimant.
Oh.
Only enough to where it sparked a claim.
Right.
And so my rating is now pending F-rated.
That's crazy. I don't
really give a shit because it's a private company like Yelp. You know, nobody really reads that out here. We're 5-star rated across the board everywhere else. We are a great company that cares about their customers until it gets a bit rapey. So I tried to respond. I contacted BBB.
Mm-hmm.
BBB says, shit out of luck. There's only one way that you get to respond to this at this time because the claimant has not finished their paperwork.
Hmm.
If you pay us $99 a month and get onto our advertising bundle, you will get preferential treatment to where we can then take this off. It won't affect your rating. It'll be kind of put to the side.
Extortion?
Fucking extortion. I thought it was extortion or at least a ripoff from Mr. Austin.
And $100 a month?
$100 a month.
That's crazy.
$1,200 a year. $1,197.98 a year.
And you'll probably see two people on there every 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. I think it took 5 years to get our first rating that was a positive rating on Love2Fix, like a good 12 months with Legacy. I Will Repair got it after 6 months because Steve was a dick. But it took a long time. And people aren't using it more and more. They're using it less and less to where they originally, when we were certified with Love2Fix back in 2014, It was $29 a month.
Wow. Inflation is inflated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So my response to Mr. Austin is, baby, don't call me. That was a past. You had your options and you lost. And I am happily married. And I don't spend money on no bitch ever that tries to extort from me. I just think it's funny. It's like not signing your SATs. Yeah. All you had to do was put 250 characters in there and explain your reasoning.
Right. You put just enough to fill out the required boxes.
You messaged me at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning more about your complaint than you could at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday to the BBB to try and get somebody to mediate your complaint.
You could have just copy and pasted that message right in the box.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, boo, you could have just control C, control V, enter, vis-a-vis, gotten your $149 back, right, baby. Crazy. So that's my extortion of the week. I laughed about it when I saw the certified mail. Seth was freaking the fuck out.
Oh my gosh.
Because he thought it was a government institution. Like, we're being shut down.
It was so serious.
It was business imminent claim, your rating affected, et cetera.
They really know how to scare you with their wording.
The wording is like AI generated
fear,
like gut punches for people who have never had somebody gut punch them. Like if you're like, okay, cool.
You just put into ChatGPT, how do I extort money out of this guy without blatantly saying that?
Yeah, it says print a header with BBB. Yeah. Better Business Bureau. Like, do people have a better time going to the Better Business Bureau for their complaints? And I think I've mentioned this to Austin when he had taken it somewhere else And, you know, we know the vacuum cleaner place. Mm-hmm. Before he brought it to me and he got a horrible quote, said it could not be fixed, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned, I was like, okay, you paid $75 for a check-in fee. I would go, you know.
That's a bit high anyways.
It's very high. It's, but they're elderly and, you know.
They're on their way to retirement.
I'm hoping. But there's problems I have with that company, but I'm not going to put it out there that they should be shut down. They right. just need to be educated, like a re-education camp for business owners. Just go to a CES
I mean, or most,
a repair expo or something. Talk to some people. They just don't talk to nobody.
I mean, most college fields that require a licensing require that you also take a
business ethics
re-education and, classes about 2 hours well, worth in the year to
and
redo your license.
Ethics and morals, you know.
Yeah, that's you.
Not re-education.
Well, the re-education.
So my problem was, to him, I told him, he was asking, how do I get that back if they don't want to give it to me? And I was like, you could take them to the BBB, Yelp, Google, Facebook. But in reality, a legal demand notice is the best way to shut any business down that has never dealt with a lawsuit before.
Right.
Especially if you were kind about it and like, hey, nothing was done. Your diagnostic shouldn't be $75. Especially when you just looked at it and said, no, they didn't even take it in the back. Nothing that you paid $75 for a recommendation in person, looked at it. Here you go. Didn't wow. do anything else. And so I was like, that's kind of shitty. So I was very like, he was my man for a good 4 hours. I was trying to help him out. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets like, he was sweet on me. I gave him all the options, but then he tried to flip reverse it on me. And try and extort me for money. But daddy don't play like that. Like I give the info.
Right.
But I know how to, I'm just saying I can maneuver through it. And so BBB can just kick rocks.
Yeah.
They are not a threat whatsoever. If I'm a negative 200 F rated
right.
company that doesn't stand to my customers who are like, no, we know that you are A grade, 5-star across the board because mm-hmm. we offer that service. Just like Mr. Austin got A grade, 5-star service with all the options, bells and whistles, and then decided, oh, well, that's not good enough. I just want financial compensation.
I didn't like the choices I made, sir.
Yeah. And I gave him all the clear choices, let him inspect everything. It was perfect to him until it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah. And so the lesson for today is don't be a dumb bitch. In any state, in any section.
Put that in your art book.
Just don't. Put that in your art book and show it to any person across the seas. Don't be a dumb bitch. I was going to use the other word.
Yeah.
I love so much.
I know you love that word.
And then next week, if you didn't know, is next week. Oh, what am I going to say? Thank you for watching, viewing, subscribing. If you think that Section 8 should be available to everyone and anyone, just walk in front of traffic and then get some benefits.
That's an idea.
Yeah. I wonder how many people within the U.S. population, if you're like, oh, free money, I just got to go into traffic, flip a coin and see if you survive.
People joke about that all the time, or you're already crossing the road and some car looks like it's coming in hot. Your immediate reaction, well, for a lot of people, is I wish you would. I wish you would.
In this economy, some people are like that. You know, like, oh, it's my time. I wish you would.
Go ahead and hit me.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get paid.
I got bumper tapped once. I've told this story before. On an electric scooter. And boy, that was the fastest paycheck I've ever gotten in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
They wanted you to shut up.
I had a video of me getting bumper tapped and her driving off when I went to talk to her.
Hit and run.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
She comes back to the vape shop at the time and I'm like, oh, that's her officer. He goes, gets the insurance information. She's throwing a fit. Like, I never hit you. I play the video. She calls her husband. He comes in screaming, yelling, I'm going to beat your ass.
Oh,
cops,
my God.
Cops like, slow down. Show the video. And he's like, oh, okay, let me fix your skateboard. I'm like, no, it's not a skateboard. It's an electric longboard. It's about $799. I show him the receipt. I'm like, listen, these are really expensive. She ran it over. It didn't really damage the board because it's a longboard, but the battery underneath was kinked. Mm. So I didn't notice until later, but they paid me for the board. They paid me for my boots and my pants because I was wearing motorcycle gear because I just rode from my motorcycle. And so they paid for everything. The only thing I wasn't wearing was fucking helmet.
Oh my gosh.
So then I was like, well, maybe I'll go to Med7. They were like, no, let's get you $8,000 for personal injury. No, sorry. It was 6,000 personal injury, 2,000 personal property. Sign here and we'll have the check FedEx to you tomorrow. Easiest $8,000 I ever made. I was not physically injured, but I went to a chiropractor afterwards because I felt like my hips were a little like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was walking weird. And then the chiropractor got me for like 6 months.
Your
right foot is like an inch longer than your left foot. Let me fix this. In reality, I was standing weird in the x-ray machine. Yeah. Like one leg is always a little longer than the other.
Always.
But a whole inch and a half, and he fixed it down to a half inch? I don't think so. Chiropractors are a scam as well. Check their BBB reviews.
Oh, my gosh. They've got a whole board wrong? You could really look at.
Yeah, the whole board. Physicians board. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. There's all kinds of things you could do to support us and financially lift us up out of poverty.
GoFundMe, Section 8.
No, there's not much you can do. Just if you want to buy me a coffee, there's links for that. And then if you want to support our business, you could send us your electronics to lovefamily.shop, Woodward, Oklahoma. You know, we'll send you a shipping label.
There you go.
We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you next week. It's going to be a good one. Stay tuned.